Hello everyone, Michael Kerr here with another exciting episode of Humor at Work. So a Humor at Work e-zine subscriber recently asked me if I had any business cartoons or business jokes that I could share that I could absolutely, beyond any doubt, guarantee would not offend anyone they worked with. They had to be 100% safe. This person was very, very concerned about being politically correct, didn't want to offend anyone. So I dug around my files, I thought about it, and I finally came up with the perfect joke guaranteed not to offend anyone. Here it is. I know, hilarious, right? Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites. It just cracks me up. Now, there's nothing wrong with the audio recording here. I was just trying to make a very simple point. Yes, of course we need to be respectful and practice safe humor at work, which means giving a wide berth around anything remotely racist, sexist, religious, or obscene. But here's my concern. In a recent Humor at Work poll, 35% of respondents said that they avoided using humor all the time at work for fear of offending someone. But you know what? Humor doesn't work that way. It doesn't come with a 100% money-back guarantee. I once upset someone in an audience years ago because I joked about how moose find other moose's legs very sexy. And somebody took offense because I used the word sexy. I was talking about a moose, for goodness sakes. Or another time, I made a joke about a dead parrot, and somebody got so upset with me because their parrot had just died. Like I was supposed to know this somehow. You can't win them all. Now again, let me say that. Of course we should practice safe humor. Of course we have to be respectful. But the benefits of using more humor in your workplace far, far outweigh the risks. As long as you practice some common sense, and as long as the humor comes from a well-intentioned place. As conveyed in one of my favorite Dilbert cartoons, don't let the humorless 1% in your office triumph over the 99% who want to enjoy a good laugh and create a more fun, humor-filled workplace. And now it's time for my fun at work tip. So we have a pack of wolves, a pride of lions, a knot of toads, an unkindness of ravens, a murder of crows. But what the heck do you call a gathering of marketing executives? Or HR managers? Or CFOs, plumbers, teachers, accountants, or admin assistants? Is it a babble of communication directors? A pride of CEOs? A filling of dentists? Why not hold a contest in your office for the best group name that describes a herd of whatever it is you do for a living? It's a great way to flex the old creative muscles and to tap into everyone's sense of humor. And if you come up with any great winners, please pass them along to me. I would love to hear from you. And the quote of the week from Bill Dana, a sense of humor sees the fun in everyday experiences. It is more important to have fun than to be funny. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, a Humor at Work e-zine subscriber sent in a sign that they saw in their office. Elevator closed for temporary repairs. Until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.